Random House Audio presents Imperial Bedrooms by Bret Easton Ellis. This is Andrew McCarthy. They had made a movie about us. The movie was based on a book written by someone we knew. The book was a simple thing about 4 weeks in the city we grew up in, and for the most part was an accurate portrayal. It was labeled fiction, but only a few details had been altered and our names weren't changed, and there was nothing in it that hadn't happened. For example, there actually had been a screening of a snuff film in that bedroom in Malibu on a January afternoon. And yes, I had walked out onto the deck overlooking the Pacific where the author tried to console me, assuring me that the screams of the children being tortured were faked. But he was smiling as he said this, and I had to turn away. Other examples. My girlfriend had in fact run over a coyote in the canyons below Mulholland, and a Christmas Eve dinner at Chasen's with my family that I had casually complained about to the author was faithfully rendered. And a 12-year-old girl really had been gang-raped. I was in that room in West Hollywood with the writer, who in the book noted just a vague reluctance on my part and failed to accurately describe how I had actually felt that night. The desire, the shock, how afraid I was of the writer. A blonde and isolated boy whom the girl I was dating had halfway fallen in love with. But the writer would never fully return her love because he was too lost in his own passivity to make the connection she needed from him. And so she had turned to me. But by then it was too late. And because the writer resented that she had turned to me, I became the handsome and dazed narrator, incapable of love or kindness.